where Sarnia Lambton gets its news first. Here's an update from Sarnia News Today.
You might want to put your kids' winter hat in their backpack this morning. It's going to be much colder when they head home from school this afternoon. While the mercury climbed to a new record high, 20 degrees Celsius yesterday, the temperature is expected to drop to minus 4 this afternoon, with the wind chill making it feel like minus 10. There's also the chance of flurries. It's due to an Arctic air mass following a cold front currently making its way across the region. Miles Vanney says in his 19 years with the Inn of the Good Shepherd, he has never seen the need reach this level before. The food bank sees about 2,200 people a month, and donations are down about 20%.
We're seeing people now that we've never seen before, and it's people who would be managing to make ends meet, you know, paycheck to paycheck. You know, they've got two or three part-time jobs to manage it, and they were getting by.
Other programs have also gone up in demand. Vanney says the soup kitchen sees about 95 people a day, and for some, that may be the only hot meal they get. Sarnia Council discussed future priorities at a special strategic planning session yesterday. Councillors created vision statements for the city and talked about the words that resonated with them. Councillor Adam Kilner liked the autonomy of creating a statement.
Being able to say, I'm not just going to sit back and let everything around me dictate my future. I'm going to actually have a hand in it myself.
However, Councillor Terry Burrell noted that the vision statement adopted previously, the place you want to be, received zero votes when discussed this time. Eric Lockhart, the facilitator who led the session, says it was the first in a series of conversations to create the roadmap for the next 4 years. Walpole Island First Nation continues to gather feedback on its war on drugs. The First Nation is developing an action plan in an effort to address the ongoing issue. A community input meeting will be held this evening at the Walpole Island Sports Complex. In July 2021, the First Nation Council issued a drug state of emergency. And the federal government is rejecting a proposal from the Alberta government to consider adding a unique chemical identifier to the pharmaceuticals being offered to users as an alternative to street drugs. The Mental Health and Addictions Minister says the province's proposal raises some practical concerns. Critics, including some addiction specialists, want the Liberals to reconsider its support for programs that offer drug users pharmaceuticals like hydromorphone as an alternative to street drugs. And experts say the country's overdose crisis is largely being fueled by an increasingly toxic drug supply. Mainly cloudy today. Could see some showers this morning. Risk of a thunderstorm as well. Chance of afternoon flurries. Winds out of the southwest becoming westerly. Temperature falling to minus 4. Mainly cloudy tonight with a slight chance of flurries. Northwest winds becoming westerly. A low of minus 6. For tomorrow, mainly sunny. A high of 2. Sunny on Friday with a high of 6.
Find these stories online at sarnianewstoday.ca.